from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Jonathan O'Halloran. Topping our report this hour, be careful if you're on the roads this evening. A flood watch is in effect in Huntington, Middlesex, Morris, Somerset, Warren, and Mercer counties through 12 a.m. Tuesday. Some areas could see between 3 to 5 inches of rain. The mood among New Jersey's small businesses in June was largely positive. That according to a report released by the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB State Director Aline Kane points to certain provisions within President Trump's major domestic policy bill, which was largely hashed out last month, as being a huge source of that optimism.
The Big Beautiful Bill was so important to small businesses because it made permanent a 20% business deduction, specifically helping small businesses.
Kane adds that despite the promising provisions in the new law, the top issue for New Jersey small businesses remains their taxes. New Jersey real estate investor and social media influencer Cesar Pina is pleading not guilty in an alleged Ponzi scheme. Cesar Pina was arraigned on Monday in federal court in Newark. Pina, who's known on social media as Flippin' NJ, is charged with fraud, money laundering, and bribery. He built a following based on flipping houses throughout the Garden State that he promised would bring a 30% return. Prosecutors say Pina ripped off dozens of investors who lost millions of dollars in what they say was nothing but a Ponzi scheme. Pina has been released on $1 million bail. Americans are divided on the implications of artificial intelligence.
According to a recent Gallup poll, 49% of U.S. adults surveyed said AI is just the latest in a long line of technological advancements that humans will learn to use to improve their lives and society. Polling also found that the other 49% of respondents stated AI is very different from the technological advancements that came before and threatens to harm humans and society. Despite the divide, 59% of people agreed AI will take care of important and routine tasks, which would lead to less need for humans to perform important or creative work. I'm Chris Caraggio.
Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. When will we see sunny skies again? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. Now, New Jersey fast traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Dangerous flash flooding will be a concern early tonight as some heavy thunderstorms continue to move on through, but those will diminish into the overnight hours. Even as the rain ends, though, watch for flooded roadways as it may take a little while for the water to recede in some areas. It'll be warm and sticky, lows in the lower 70s overnight. Uncomfortably humid with some sun tomorrow, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm, highs in the mid 80s. Very warm and humid Wednesday with some sun and an afternoon thunderstorm or two, highs close to 90. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We have 74 degrees in Hackensack, 72 degrees in New Brunswick, 82 degrees Evesham. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And it's brought to you by Optimum Business. Stay ahead of cyber threats with fast and secure fiber internet starting at $65 a month. $65 a month with 99.9% network reliability. Speeds up to 8 gig. Visit Optimum.com/business or call 855-2-OPTIMUM today.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.